what went through my mind was that it was, I think it's a very big mistake to repeal the death penalty because it sends the wrong message to everyone. It tells everyone that no matter how many people you murdered, whether it's children, police, correctional officers, or you commit mass murders, you will never have to die in Maryland. You will never be executed here.
As you know, the NAACP campaigned for this repeal, and I understand you actually got a phone call from them a few months back. Tell me about that.
Yes, before the bill was passed in the Senate Judiciary Committee, I received a phone call from a woman who said she was from the NAACP, and she wanted me to call Senator Bobby Zirkin's office to urge him to repeal the death penalty. I told her that, first of all, I wouldn't do that because I'm for the death penalty, and second of all, I asked her, how come the NAACP is so worried about getting rid of the death penalty, and they don't seem to care or worry about the killings every single day in Baltimore and the crime that's going on?
And her
answer was, I agree with you. And she was from the NAACP.
And did they know who they were talking to?
I don't think so. I think they were calling all the people in this district who would be able to call Senator Zirkin's office.
Governor O'Malley has told me and told others that under this bill, of course, it doesn't apply to John Boothell or the other four men on death row, but he's going to decide these cases on a case-by-case basis. What do you say to him to convince him to even sign the death warrant, or do you think that's ever going to happen?
I don't think that Governor O'Malley is ever going to sign any death warrants, but I do believe that what they've done is disregard the entire criminal justice system. They've disregarded the juries, the three separate juries, Baltimore City juries, men and women, black and white, who said that this man should die. They've disregarded the circuit court, the Supreme Court, everyone who said that this death penalty should stand. They've disregarded all of that and done what they've wanted.
We've known you and your husband, Bill, for years. Bill, in fact, worked here as an engineer at WBAL for 40 years, and we've talked about this issue a lot on air and off air. I'm going to ask this with all due respect. There is a chance that John Boothell is going to outlive you. What do you think of that?
Yes, he's younger. I believe he probably will. He probably will outlive us. I hope that he never gets out of jail, because when they paroled him from jail, years and years, 30 years ago, 31 years ago, it didn't take him a little over a year before he had murdered my parents and another man a month before.
Phyllis Bricker, thanks for joining us here on WBAL.
I just thank the 56 people, the delegates, and the 20 senators that voted to keep the death penalty? I believe that they deserve some credit for that, and I think that they made the right decision.